afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. The tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
We're talking about the Raspberry Pi 2 announced in the Windows 10 compatibility. Actually, big news. You can check out the Windows 10 developer program for IoT on the Windows 10 website. Raspberry Pi 2 specifications, a 900 megahertz quad-core ARM processor. That's compared to the old single-core 700 megahertz, so you can tell it's like six times faster. 1 gig of SD RAM up from 512 megs. Complete compatibility with Raspberry Pi 1. If you've got old Raspberry Pi 1 software that you want to have make use of the new quad-core 900 megahertz processor, you're going to have to recompile it. It is an identical form factor to the existing Raspberry Pi. So any enclosures you've got for the old Pi will... Any pie pans will continue to be useful with the new Pi 2.
How about a Pi safe? Do you have Pi safes for that?
You can have a Pi safe. Absolutely.
In this day and age, you have to have a Pi safe to keep safe.
In fact, I'm going to tell you after we get done talking about this, an interesting project last week that was very, very simple and kind of just fun to do, and we'll tell you about that. Four USB 2.0 ports, four-pole stereo output and composite video port, full-size HDMI, CSI camera port, DSi display for a touchscreen display, micro SD slot.
Did you say CSI?
CSI camera port for connecting a camera.
Crime scene?
Micro USB power source. Guess what the price is for this thing? Guess what the price is? This is what makes them so much fun. Be reasonable. What do you think that is going to cost you? Not 1,000 units, just buying one. $35.
No.
Yeah. That's what makes them so much fun.
You're kidding me.
No. Now, there's no hard drive there. There's no, you know, there's no keyboard, there's no mouse, there's no monitor. But, you know, if you're a project person and you're looking for something interesting to do and you've got specific use, man, think about that.
That's good.
It's fun. It's fun. I mean, you could build your own Linux or Windows 10 vehicle, media center, GPS. I mean, it's almost endless what you could do. It's a blast. But talking about a blast, got a call from a guy who said, Dave, I got a safe. Big safe. It's got USB ports. It's got all kinds of stuff. And the thought occurred to me that what I could do is put my backup in there, my data backup in the safe.
Okay, for a second there, I didn't know what you were talking about.
A safe.
Like a safe that you put your highly valuable stuff in.
And he said, you know, you got a smoking deal, bought this big safe. It's very nice, has USB ports in it. Yep.
Wouldn't that be a weak point to have a safe with USB ports in it?
No. Why?
Figured you could drill through
the cable.
Drill through it.
No, it's a very good safe.
Wow.
So he says, I want to put my backups in there. He says, but I'm kind of, I know that if it's up to me to take that hard drive, you know, get like a little portable drive to do backups and connect it to the computer, do the backup, disconnect it, put it in the safe, I won't do it. He said, I'll do it for a month or two and then I won't do it anymore. And I don't want to do that. Could we hook up a computer and have the drive stay in the safe? And I said, well, I think so. A USB port's a USB port. The only problem is if you put a drive in there, it will eventually get hot.
That's true, because it's got to be powered on. Unless you have a power on.
Well, guess what we did? we got an SD drive that hardly gets warm. I mean, it's incredible. Ended up buying an SD drive, put it in an external USB controller or case, plugging it into the USB port on the inside, putting a old, nice but old, Windows XP machine on top of the safe with a little keyboard, mouse, and stuff, plugging the USB port from there in, setting up the backup software on the computer. It's all outside the safe, so it's not producing heat. The amount of heat, it's a half a watt. The power usage of this SD drive is nothing. And the safe is in a, you know, kind of an out-of-the-way place, bolted to the floor. So we got a wireless adapter in the XP machine, so it hooks up to his network. Automated all the backup for all the machines in the home network, backing up to the SD drive. We Velcroed the SD drive to the roof of the inside the ceiling of the safe, so it's completely out of the way. Ran the USB cable down the corner, completely out of the way. Put it, you know, tried to configure it in a way so it wouldn't get banged as you move stuff in and out of the safe. Really, a very simple,
very nice,
inexpensive, great way. If you're serious about doing your backups,
keeping them safe,
man,
literally,
that it was a great way to do it.
I did not know they had safes with USB ports in them.
It ended up being a really easy, efficient.
And I would assume that's why they had them.
The biggest concern I had was the heat for the produced by a hard drive, a traditional hard drive.
Yeah.
You know, because they're a safe, they're obviously very well insulated and sealed, fireproof, right? So I was very concerned about, you know, that thing eventually. And it might take a month, but eventually getting too hot. Well, we put an SD drive in there, and I'll tell you, it didn't even heat up the case.
Yeah.
That the SD drive was in.
And I assume, you know, the case has some, you know, decent size to it, some volume inside, so the air in there, yeah, you would take forever to have an issue.
Yeah, I don't know that you would ever have an issue. Yeah. I think as low as the heat loss would be from the inside to the outside of that safe, that's more than what the SD drive produces at a half a watt. Really, really kind of a neat, simple, elegant solution. I know there are probably those of you out there that have said, oh, yeah, I did that 5 years ago. Really worked well. I was surprised. One of those fun, unique projects that I get involved
with.
866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. You know, I mean, I wonder if you could put, I don't know what the amount of heat a Raspberry Pi would produce. That would be interesting if you could do something where you connected it to a Raspberry Pi and put it inside the safe.
Well, if you refrigerate the safe.
There's the Pi safe that you were talking about earlier.
Why not just put the whole thing in a refrigerated room? Then you never have an issue. It'd be perfect.
Well, it wouldn't be safe.
No, I mean the safe inside the... Put the
safe, inside a refrigerated room?
Yes. A walk-in fridge.
Interesting.
Yeah. Kind of like the bunker, like we have here.
Yeah.
We're so deep underground that it actually stays at 70. What did you say the temperature was? 73.3?
73.3.
Yeah, it's gone up a tick, but that's about 72 degrees year-round, no matter what.
Yeah, it's because all the hot air in here during the show.
We heat it
when
up.
When we leave, it drops back down to 72.9.
That's true.
866-821-8255 is the number. Interesting analysis of Apple's future. You know, they just recently made the most money of any company ever in the last quarter. The highest profit of any company in the history of mankind. And yet, the future does not look bright in terms of its iPad sales. iPad sales are actually dropping, which is surprising a lot of the analysts. The iPhone continues to be the leading product for Apple by leaps and bounds. Future for iPad, not so strong. Interesting, huh? Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. We had a great time this morning. Hope you did too. We'll be back. Same bat time, same bat station. Have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.